It's not us no more.
Guys, hello, how are you? Welcome to your favorite podcast. So today I want to talk to you about a movie called Before I Fall. I just saw that movie thanks to a TikTok because, yeah, I have kind of addiction to that, you know, social media. That movie is about a girl who is trapping in a timeline where she, you know, relives the same day over and over again. Like, that movie came out in 2017. I remember that in that same year, another movie came out with the same concept called like Happy Dead Day. And I related movies. It appeared Before I Fall. As I say it, it was the same like concept of living the same day over and over again. The same day that I watched a Happy Dead Day, I put Before I Fall to start. That was in 2017, okay? To start the movie, it has like two totally different vibes, you know? Happy Dead Day and Before I Fall, you know? Two different vibes. The color palette of the first movie is like shiny, very colorful, you know? But the other one is like more darker. It is like a bit bluish, like, you know, more, the colors are more blue, more like, you know, just darkness. Like, it's like watching the a Twilight movie. I remember that when I started to watch the movie Before I Fall, I got bored. About like 20 or 10 minutes later, I took it off. And that was in 2017, okay? I remember that because I thought it was like a copy of the other one, because the other one had like more hype. You know, the first one. Besides, I watched a similar movie before, like super flashy, and maybe, I don't know, it was the colors. And for that, no. It's been like 4 years since that. I never thought of seeing that movie again until this morning when I saw a TikTok about that movie. And I say it like, it deserves a second chance. Why not? Okay? Why not? We all. All the people, all movies, all dogs, all everyone, we deserve a second chance, okay? Today, it rained a little bit and it was a little cool, which made the vibes like perfect. Now, that movie, I give like a 50-50 because it is for specific moments like this. If you have nothing to do it, like, I advise you to give it a chance, you know? Why not? Okay? It was like exciting for some moments, but it did not make me cry, okay, this time. Okay, I'm sorry for those who expect that I cry, like, always, you know, for movies. But no, did not make me cry. I'm sorry, but it made me want to do an episode because it has a good topic of conversation. You know what I mean? The first one is the paradox about dying and reviving in the same day. If something like that happened to me, I think I will go crazy. I will burn like Walmart one day. I will eat all the junk food in the world. I will do the craziest, weirdest, and the most random things in the world. I will cry a lot at the same time. You know, every day I will try to with my crush over and over again, which nothing will matter because I would like relive the same day over and over again. It's like writing something on a piece of paper and then tearing off the page. Like nothing ever like happened, but at the same time it did it because you like remember it. Lately I have thought about the theory that we live a simulation, which I believe that it sucks. Like really, I does not mean that the theory is like stupid or silly, but if it is true, it's going to be horrible because what happened is we discovered that it's true. What's gonna happen? Nothing is going to change it. Like, I am going to continue having the like hunger dream, and I know that I am alive because I feel like pain, and that for me is like enough, and I don't gonna kill myself because everything is a simulation, because I don't know, because I'm not, no, just in my mind don't make sense, like real. But since I was a child, I have feel that I am like in a game or something like The Sims. I don't know why. sorry if it is something up, you know, that controls my life, but not, not controls my life, not precisely, like, control. I think that their decisions I take are mine, but something other puts me in situation. Like, if someone from the simulation of, you know, someone up is listening to me, why did they make me so fucking ugly? Why? Why I have a horrible life? Why? What are you waiting for? For make me more happy? For put more happiness moments in my life? For I don't know. I'm gonna be so freaking mad if someone is listening to me and they can change my life like someone up, because I don't have the best life of ever, but I don't have the worst. But I want something more, something that makes me feel alive. So I'm gonna be so mad if something like that is happening, because I want the answers, and I want to, make me reborn again. Like, make me reborn again, but put me good things in my life, okay? Okay? Mm-hmm, something like that. I want to try, like, reborn, and then make me, like, more happy with a stable family, a stable economy, because I don't have anything. So, another thing that made me think this movie is about hell, in many movies and in books, in series to, like, Lucifer, they say that the hell is, like, an infinitive scene about a horrible event. I don't know, maybe our protagonist was already in hell, but she wasn't, too, like, so bad in everyday life that she had it, like, and that's why she was, like, alive in hell, and had the opportunity, like, you know, the option to fix things, and nothing that happening in that movie was real, because she was already dead and she was, like, only in hell. So I don't know, anything makes sense, like, really, because all that movies, all the series, all that books, I don't know how any person that like they like he or she dead and then come back and tell me, oh, this happened in hell, oh, this happened and this is real, this is, no, I don't know anyone. And people, like, for like 5 seconds they, like, die, and then, like this sound of the, I was, like, dead and then alive, you know, they don't even remember anything, like, always. So I want answers. Why? Look, I wish there was nothing, that there was no reincarnation, there was no heaven or hell, just, like, nothing. When you die, just die, like, boom, like, nothing more is there, you know? In this movie, almost at the end, our protagonist, our main character, she makes, like, good actions. She treats everybody with kindness and sweetness, as if she was saying, like, goodbye. And a spoiler alert, yeah, she dies. The problem I have is that I don't know everything she did before she left, and then she told the guy that she was in love with her, I will come back, I promise. And obviously she didn't, because, you know, she died. I don't know, I feel, like, sad for that guy. I feel sad for all that people. You know, if I knew it, I was going to die, I will be the meanest, the baddest bitch in the world, because nobody misses, nobody suffers, nobody cries for the people who are bad, only the good ones. And I don't want to make the people I love, like, suffer, you know? For me, that's kind of selfish, you know? Just the people that make things for, remember me, like Coco. No, that doesn't, that's fucking selfish. But, hey friends, I hope you have a nice day. This is the end of this episode. See you in the next episode. Like, hugs and kisses. I almost forget that, the last episode. So, see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.